Over 100 mayors from across the world came to Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, to share information and plan on how to mitigate the impact of global warming.
Welcome to the city of Buenos Aires.
They're part of the C40, a global network of mayors taking urgent action to fight climate change from the cities they represent. London's mayor Sadiq Khan is leading the group.
You know, more than half the population lives in cities, and that's going up. So the UN estimates in 10 years' time, 55% will become 60%, become 70%. So that's the reality, greater urbanisation. Now that's a problem, but it's also an opportunity, because if we're more dense, we can reduce our carbon footprint. If we change our cities so people can walk around, cycle around, use public transport rather than ride on the cars.
Global leaders are set to meet next month in Egypt at the UN climate change conference known as COP27, with concerns over fuel security and rising costs exacerbated by the war in Ukraine, potentially overriding climate goals. Khan says mayors should also have a voice.
If you look at all the countries around the world, how many countries are meeting the Paris Accord in relation to reductions? Only one. You look at the mayors around the world, more than two-thirds of mayors are on course to meet the Paris Declaration. And so, you know, I think what's really important is for national governments to see mayors and cities as allies, not adversaries, but also for the UN to get cities and mayors around the table.
A report this week from the non-profit World Resources Institute says countries are failing to tackle global warming under the terms of the Paris Agreement. Scientists say rising temperatures will worsen droughts, storms and floods. And that's why financing projects in cities in the developing world is crucial.
This meeting is also putting pressure on national governments for them to listen to the voice of the cities. 70% of green gas emissions happen in the cities. There are decisions of the cities that have to do with transport, use of energy, recycling, and I hope that this means more financing.
And to back that up, the mayors at this meeting announced $1 billion worth of assistance for projects to generate greener energy, transport and jobs.
Sure, progress has been made.
They say it's about urgent, serious action in the world's largest cities against the threats posed by climate change. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.